Afternoon. The Higher Education and Workforce Development Division will be in order. Today's date is Tuesday, March 11th, 2014. It's a little strange today because we're going to hear a bill in our Finance Division, and then we actually have to gavel out and adjourn the Finance Division and then go back and restart the policy. So we don't do that very often, but every now and then you have bills that have to be heard in different divisions or different areas, and so that's how we're going to handle that. So, Senator Jensen. Senator Jensen is bringing forward a bill that we had before us in education finance, and it certainly pertained to this committee's work, so we asked Senator Jensen to come and share her bill with our committee. And Senator Jensen, we actually have a little bit of business to deal with first. Your bill, for whatever reason, was not accompanied with a division report that showed the amendment, and so the bill before us is not what actually got referred out because the single is still in there. So we're actually going to ask you to amend it for a second time.
Okay.
In here. So, Senator Jensen, will you let us know what the amendment is? Do you have the bill before you?
I do.
I believe you changed.
Fine.
Here.
You might have me.
Madam Chair, just Senator as context, Lori. I believe what happens, because we're all divisions of the Finance Committee, it doesn't get an engrossment because it never goes back to the floor. And so it's just we couldn't request unofficial committee engrossments between finance divisions.
Senator Lurie, apparently, though, while that's true, there's supposed to be a division report that's attached to it that lists what the amendment is, and that was missing.
That's missing. Okay.
So we don't have it before us, so that's why we'd like to have some kind of a formal record.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Jensen.
I would like to, on one point, I can't do it, but what we need to do is change the single on 1.6 to at least one.
Very good. So members, and that was adopted in education finance, and that was reasons that are obvious, as you'll hear the bill, that we don't want to limit our, we don't want to favor one vendor over another. So we wanted to make sure that this was flexible. So Senator Claussen moves that single is changed to at least one. Any questions? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Senator Jensen, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Tell us about your bill.
And members of the committee, I'm glad we had an opportunity to clarify that and get that corrected. I'm thrilled to present this to you. It's an exciting opportunity for Minnesota. Our businesses, school districts, teachers, parents, and most importantly, our students. In today's economy, we need skilled workers. We need to train our students, and we want to do this as cost-effective as possible. We rarely get to talk about these bills that are low cost and high reward, and this IT Academy bill provides that opportunity. It's a simple bill. The Department of Education will issue a request for proposals on IT certification programs. The programs must include access to professional certification of skills and professional development for teachers, along with a few other things. But after that's complete, the school districts will be able to sign up then for those programs. We estimate that we can get this into Minnesota for $340,000. We can train our teachers to teach the program and give our children the opportunity to obtain professional certificates before they leave high school for $340,000. What I'd like to talk about, I know this committee has done a lot of work on workforce development and career path, and how important it is for the students to have different opportunities and how different students are considered successful in different situations, and that we have to provide that for all of our students. Just within my personal family, I have three children. Miranda is 24, graduated from Winona State followed the academic four-year college. She was going to do that, and she'd probably continue on forever if she could. My son, Ryan, who is 19 and graduated a couple years ago, struggled terribly in school. And not because he wasn't a smart kid, it just wasn't the same for him motivationally or in other areas that it was for my daughter. And I struggled as a parent, what do we do for those students that need a different approach or a different aspect to our educational system? And then, of course, I have Benjamin, who's 9, he's in fourth grade, and I'm thinking a lot about how do we make sure that we offer things for all our students, no matter what their situation is. This bill provides an opportunity for a student to participate in a certification program that's offered by a company that they already do for their employees and offer that certification. If we bring that into our high schools and give that opportunity to someone who's in ninth grade, for instance, and they have an opportunity to participate and activate in something, especially when it comes to technology, because we know that technology is something that you probably have to perform no matter what it is that you end up doing once you graduate from high school. So that is why I am so excited to present this to this committee, so that you can get an understanding of what this bill is trying to do, like I said, for a very small amount of cost and a really high impact in as far as return on our investment. So I'm going to turn it over now to Frederick Blockton. He's the president of UpNet Technologies.
And before you do that, Senator Jensen, I'm sorry, you're before another committee, so we get the benefit of a different council. And so our council has caught something else.
Okay, great.
Okay, a technical correction on page 1, line 6. After commissioner, if we would insert of education. I assume that's who you meant, the Commissioner of Education. Very good. So Senator Sparks moves that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Back to you, Senator Jensen.
I'll turn it over.
Thank you, Senator Bonoff, and the committee members for your time this afternoon. And thank you, Senator Jensen, for bringing this important legislature forward. My name is Frederick Blockton. I am the president of UpNet Technologies, and we provide technology services to about 2,000 companies throughout the world. We employ about 42 engineers. We do all types of database development and other types of data development in the state. To date, we're doing the data gathering and the important compliance for the Minnesota Sports Facility Authority on the build of the Viking Stadium. Oh. Yep. So we're providing all the metrics to Ted Mondale and his team about making sure the project's on track. That's just a little bit about the company, but I've been in technology since 1979. Since 1979, it's made a big difference in my life. How I lived, how I've interacted, and other things that have been beneficial to me from my education. I'm also here today to represent the Minnesota High Tech Association. I'm on the Minnesota Government Affairs Committee, and of course, you guys are familiar with us and what we do, and you also have a letter in your packet of us supporting this bill. Also on the weekends, what I do is we run a technology training program for about 40 kids on the weekend. And we train on database development. We train on introductory to technology and all those different pieces. And the program is 100% free, but we have a 100% graduation rate of the kids that come out of that program. And most of the kids are based out of the Microsoft support solution as well. But it's on a different type, and we worked with Microsoft back in the day to support our program. And years ago, Microsoft was generous enough to give our kids free licenses for about 5 years to be educated in the state of Minnesota. And I want to talk about the need for certification. I don't know if you've seen the reference to North Carolina, which I think this gentleman had the energy to put forward, but they've trained over 100,000 kids in the Microsoft suite. So you have 100,000 kids who are now prepared to come out of school, out of high school, prepared to take jobs. And when we look for people in the Twin Cities, a lot of times we can't find people who have had just the basic knowledge of Microsoft, and we need that. We have Excel, we have Office in our place, and we have all types of Exchange. We use Exchange email, so we have things that need support in our office, and we look for people like that when we want to hire them. And a lot of times we've been reaching not only to Minnesota, but we've been reaching outside of the state of Minnesota because those skills have not been available. And I know that for companies looking to move to Minnesota, with us moving into this legislature and preparing our kids with this technology background, it leads them into the STEM area. And what it does is it prepares our state to receive some of the companies that are going to be moving here in the future. And they're all going to be technology-based. Any new building that's going up today has got some serious technology in it. What we're seeing in the Minnesota Sports Facility Authority, a billion-dollar building, it's going to have huge support from technical people here in the Twin Cities. And the way it's looking now, you know, we're at a negative 2% unemployment when it comes to technology in our state, meaning that we got to look outside a ton when we can start to, you know, farm our kids right here with this program that Senator Jensen has brought forward. And the last thing I'll say is that where we're going with this and the availability of this program has not been heard of in a long time. Cisco Academy started a long time ago, and we saw so many kids come out of that program that benefited them in the long run, not only in large communities, but small communities, too, that benefited their lives in the long run. So that's all I'll say, but I really hope that we're able to move this to the next level so that our kids can have the availability of these certifications.
Mr. Blackton, we agree with you. You'll see in our next bill we're actually carving out a pilot just for information technology. But just a quick question, does this type of program exist at institutions beyond high school, so also in our other post-secondary environments?
Well, it would in a graduate program, but not as an open market program, that the one that you're about to introduce into the education system. For a program like that in the at the college level, it costs about $20,000, right? Versus what Microsoft is going to offer to our kids today, and I think it's around $1,000 a school or less, or more, a little bit more. But when you talk about that for one individual versus a high school, it doesn't compare.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Chair? Now I'll introduce Eric Robertson. He's Strategic Alliance Manager with Microsoft, and I just want to make sure that you understand this is an example of what would be possible if we were to enact this.
Senator Sharon.
I'm really sorry to interrupt, but I want to go back to the answer that I just heard to make sure I understood that this product is available for around $350,000, did you say, for schools, depending on what the project is, for in 9th through 12th grade. So the question, is this available outside of that for post-secondary in the technical colleges or the universities? Your answer was no.
That's correct.
But a similar kind of an educational experience would be at a graduate level education? Or is this program available at the graduate level?
Mr. Brockton.
Yeah. And what I would do is I'd probably refer that to the Microsoft person. But I would say that the type of certification that you're putting in the high schools, it's not available in a secondary education curriculum. You would have to go out and privately purchase the program from a private company like a Benchmark Technology or some other places where you would put the program in pieces. And then you would come out with a Microsoft certification engineer certification at the end of it, which would cost you, as I mentioned earlier, about $20,000 after your education, time, and energy. And that's weeks at a time that you would travel to some location and be trained on a specific piece of a certification and test through the program.
And Senator Sharon, we have an answer to that problem, and that's in the next bill.
I see. Okay.
why I actually asked Senator Johnson to bring it before our committee, because it really is pertinent to what we're charged with, and it was such an amazing opportunity to see what could happen with our high school kids. And when we talk about the seamless, you know, training between K-12 and the post-secondary is very relevant.
Thank you.
Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Chair Bonhoff and committee members, for your time and consideration. Thank you, Senator, for pulling this bill forward. Just for the record, I'm going to speak to the Microsoft suite of technologies and IT certifications, but as a former educator right here in Minnesota, I would advocate on behalf of Adobe and Cisco and all those great technology companies, all of whom will be employed for Frederick, making three or four times the typical wage of college graduates. My name is Eric Robertson. I'm a strategic alliance manager for Microsoft Education. I work with education leaders, chiefs and deputies primarily, state school boards, policymakers and lawmakers, and governor's policy advisors to put programs in at the state level and leverage technology to improve education outcomes. I started my career here in Minnetonka as a sixth grade teacher, and I've enjoyed 24 years in the education industry, first in the classroom, then when my principal friend convinced me that we could quit our jobs and make millions of dollars running a .com, we moved on to that. We had fun. 2001, we were out of that business, and I was an e-learning consultant. I worked primarily for HP, Gateway, and Microsoft around the world on e-learning strategy for schools, specifically higher education. I've been with Microsoft now for 9 years. I've led efforts to bring IT certifications to students in the U.S. And launched the first statewide effort in the United States 3 years ago in partnership with North Carolina's Department of Public Instruction and Superintendent June Atkinson. Since then, I've personally led technology education efforts in high schools in the Commonwealth of Virginia and Delaware. And this summer, I'll partner with the 4th Department of Education to bring IT Academy and certifications to all high schools within that state. I'd like nothing more than to land this program right here in my backyard in Minnesota. As we all know, the landscape of employability is shifting quickly. The type of worker that's required and the skills most valued by the marketplace have migrated towards careers in STEM, science, technology, math, engineering. But even outside of STEM fields, when we look at the information worker or the IW worker, skills are becoming increasingly critical for employment across industries. 50% of the jobs today require some level of technical skill, and that number is expected to increase to 75 or 77% over the next 10 years as all industries require IW skills. As of February 27, 2014, in Minnesota, there are over 6,000 jobs advertised that require or prefer a Microsoft skill or certification, representing positions in most all industries to be filled by our partners, customers, suppliers, and vendors. These jobs require basic to advanced skills in Microsoft technology, and employees are willing to compensate for basic skills. More than half of these jobs pay at least $60,000 a year annually. And the future demand for technical workers across Minnesota will only grow. Economists estimate that the number of STEM jobs in Minnesota will expand to 171,000 by 2018, a 13% increase, and more than 50% of these will be computer-related jobs. So how do we effectively build programs, curriculum, and training to help Minnesota students and adults be better prepared for college and career? How do we provide opportunities for students to pursue diplomas alongside industry-recognized certifications and allow them to enter the workforce or perhaps gain college credit while still in high school? How do we help bring real-world business and technical applications into the classroom while inspiring learners to gain future employability skills and certifications? To address these trends and challenges and to better prepare Minnesota students and adults for today's workplace, we recommend the state utilize the Microsoft IT Academy program in its high schools. The Microsoft IT Academy program is designed to provide students with 21st century technology skills necessary to acquire certifications to be competitive in today's workplace. IT Academy offers more than 250 courses that lead to IT certifications from basic to advanced. Almost all skills acquired in IT Academy will transfer across a variety of careers. The Microsoft Office Specialist, referred to as MOS, for example, is Microsoft's certification program in Word, Excel, Outlook, Access, PowerPoint, OneNote, the suite you're mostly familiar with, and SharePoint. It's the largest and most popular IT certification program in the world today. When students earn this credential, it prepares them for increasingly competitive post-secondary and workforce environments in all industries. Not only does Microsoft IT Academy provide opportunities for students, but it also extends those services to adult learners, which helps address unemployment and career changes and shifts within the larger community. Several of the states participating in the program where I've worked have included workforce development centers and even public libraries to reach that adult audience in their implementation and allow any citizen in the state to benefit from the resource and tools within the program. IT Academy can provide a rigorous, flexible, and standardized curriculum. Microsoft certifications are the gold standard around the world and recognized and valued by colleges and employees everywhere. We know from experience in several states that this program brings benefits to all students regardless of circumstances or demographics. For example, in North Carolina, where I had the privilege of working with Superintendent Atkinson, just 3.5 years ago to launch their IT Academy program, they certified 16 kids, 1-6. They certified more children to cut hair in their state than they did cut code that year. 3.5 years later, they've reached 100,000 student certifications in a state with 1.3 million kids. Governor Perdue, former Governor Perdue, referred to it as her pipeline of information workers when she was recruiting new businesses to move to the state of North Carolina. Microsoft IT Academy is also very relevant for college and university preparation. High school students in IT academies around the country report having learned skills such as OneNote, PowerPoint, Excel, to name three that are invaluable in their university studies. In addition, students earning office certifications can earn college credit. The American Council of Education, or ACE, has made college credit assessment and determination and recommends college credit for a range of Microsoft certifications. In addition, there are examples where high schools and colleges have formed articulation agreements so that high school students earning a Microsoft certification can obtain dual credit. There are 27 colleges, institutions of higher ed in Minnesota that are members of the ACE network. And schools will inevitably make their own decisions on which credits they take for dual accreditation, but there are 27 that are highly likely to as of today.
Great.
Microsoft will be the first to admit that the implementation of IT Academy will not completely satisfy the college and career graduate need, but it's a significant step in the right direction for Minnesota. Microsoft is ready to use our available resources to collaborate with you on all programs that seek to better prepare young adults for the modern-day workforce. Senator Bonhoff and the Education Committee, members of this committee, thank you for your time and consideration. We'd be delighted to partner with you to bring these benefits to your students and teachers and community members. And with that, I'll open the floor for questions.
Members, I know when I first heard about this, one of the concerns I had was I didn't think we as a Senate should endorse a particular company. And so that's why I was particularly appreciated the small amendment to say, you know, with any. But to that point, are there other companies that offer a similar certificate with the same, I'm sure you wouldn't say the same, but with standards that would fulfill what your program fulfills?
So I can give you my perspective as a Microsoft employee and stockholder, and I can give you my perspective as a Minnesota educator.
Minnesota educator. We'll take the Microsoft hat off if you wouldn't mind.
There are 6,000 Microsoft jobs available, so you are all welcome to go to Indeed.com, Monster.com, Jobs.com, and crunch the numbers yourself. There are many jobs available for Cisco. There are jobs available for Adobe. I would suggest that education, if we can begin to think a little bit like a business, because this is truly preparing kids for business, preparing kids for the workforce. So if we can say if there are 6,000 jobs available for Microsoft, we're going to spend $10 for every one of those jobs. And if there's 2,000 for Cisco, we're going to spend $10. If we can think like that and distribute our funds wisely against market trends, I think that's a wise path.
Good. We had a bill last session to actually get that labor analysis, and we'll be hearing how that went. And so we agree with you that that's smart business and good business.
And Cisco and Adobe would – I think Cisco really kind of has done equally great work. Cisco and Adobe would be the other two that I would
Apple?
Likely see. You should look at the data yourself on that.
Okay. Any other questions for members? Senator Klassen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, a lot of our school districts right now have standalone Microsoft courses teaching Excel and Word, PowerPoint, and so on. So I think a lot of our school districts are positioned that they have the hardware, many times the software, perhaps not quite for certification. So I think this is a real plus. Question I have that we've got some other IT programs in the state like Project Lead the Way that leads to college credit. We have Cisco Academy. I'm just wondering, from the standpoint of the Commissioner's Office, Commissioner of Education, how have we treated these programs in relationship to what we're thinking about here? My memory serves me that these are all standalone. It's an agreement between the school district and Cisco or Project Lead the Way, and it's not a statewide program that we've entered into an agreement. And I'm just wondering if the Department of Education has weighed in on this and where they stand. And I'd be interested in looking at Project Lead the Way and also the Cisco Academy and see what the consistency is on the proposal that you're moving in this direction. The other question I have is I would guess that a lot of our community colleges are offering courses in these areas, and what would be the implications on those courses? They're probably not getting certification, but they're offering courses.
Sure. And Madam Chair?
I think there would be an implication there.
Senator Jensen. Yeah.
Senator Klassen, the way that this program is set up and would work is that the individual school districts would have the opportunity to choose whether or not to participate within this setup. So the commissioner would be able to go out and set up that with the companies that offer the certifications. And now that we've included more than just one, it would be a choice then of the school districts to be able to participate. As far as what the Department of Education has stated about it, I am not aware of what.
And Senator Jensen, Mr. Corti from the department is here, and so he can answer that question.
You can take my seat.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you very much, Mr. Blackton.
Sure, thank you.
Welcome.
Madam Chair, members, thank you for the opportunity to come up and comment. I think the two...
Could you say your name for the record?
Darren Corti with the Minnesota Department of Education. Senator Klaus, I think what you were referring to, those programs are typically more, as you said, of a partnership that's created between the district and the certification program. The state really isn't involved, but so I think the way Senator Jensen characterized this would be accurate, that there would be a pot of state funds. We would, as a department, would go through a request for proposal process, and whoever came out with the best proposal in that process would be selected as the program vendor to do these certification programs. And then districts, through some kind of criteria, which, you know, hasn't been determined yet, would apply to the department to participate in these programs using kind of this pot of money that's set out in the bill. That's my understanding.
Madam Chair.
Senator Klassen.
Mr. Corti, just so right now, Project Lead the Way and the Cisco Academy, really there's no department connection to those. It's strictly between the local districts and those companies.
Madam Chair, Senator Klassen, I believe that the department probably provides some support in terms of implementation and advice and helping districts choose, you know, types of programs. We don't endorse specific programs, but do typically provide guidelines for districts to follow when they're kind of shopping for vendors for these types of things. But as far as is there a statewide appropriation and kind of a selection program like would exist in this bill, no, those would be separate.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else?
Senator Claus. Madam Chair.
Senator Jensen.
You did ask a question about higher education, and I think earlier what Frederick was describing is once you're in the workforce, how you would obtain certification. There are some programs that are available at the college level, but what this does is it provides the opportunity for the student to experience the IT, whatever certification is at a earlier age, and be able to use those skills. Because for me, the reason I'm excited about this bill, too, is because those skills can be utilized throughout high school, not just in a career, but what they need to do to obtain their diploma and then decide if they're going to use that certificate to gain work or to go on then to secondary education and be able to continue in that with the full knowledge that they like it and they understand it and they've experienced it, which I think for students right now is critically important. They don't have a lot of opportunity to switch their field that they're interested in, and if they can get that experience and get an actual piece of paper, a certificate that they can utilize, like I said, throughout their high school, but then also once they graduate, they can make a determination, do I use it to get work and possibly use it to get work while you're gaining your college degree. So I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. And Senator Kent.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, am sensitive to the issue of looking like we're shilling for any one particular corporation. But at the same time, I think what we've seen right now is individual school districts in the K through 12 level, individual institutions of higher education in sort of isolated patchwork basis are taking this on. And when I first heard about this, to me, the real power is what if we could knit all this together into a sort of a comprehensive program so that if a 10th grader gets involved with some of these skills early on, has that opportunity to advance their knowledge and their interest in their skill base that leapfrogs them into a certain pathway into post-secondary, that's wonderful. Yep. If a student gets through 12th grade and hasn't found that, but then they glom onto those same skills and that same certification when they get to post-secondary, they have that same pathway available. So there may be different starting points. Yes. There may be different on-ramps and off-ramps and merging into different lanes, but they can lead to really very amazing skill sets and career opportunities for our students. But the very patchwork nature of it right now is sort of a limiting factor. And so that's why I think this is such a great idea to really introduce this conversation and figure out how we can integrate it a little better.
Very good. Thank you. So the motion would be to refer to finance. Would anyone like to move that as amended? Senator Kent.
I so move.
So Senator Kent moves that Senate File 1765 as amended be passed and re-referred to full finance. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is adopted. Thank you very much, Senator Jensen.
Thank you.
So with that, members, we're actually going to adjourn the finance part of our committee, and Senator Torres Rady hadn't heard that, and we're going to we're going to come back in policy. Nobody's leaving, members. Nobody's leaving. So the Finance Committee is adjourned.